College is hard. Let's talk about it. We laugh, we share, and we're telling you all about our college experiences and tips to improve yours. Quadcast presents Quad Talk 101. Hey guys, Sherry here with another episode of Quad Talk 101. I'm here with hosts
Sean
and
Allie.
And I'm Sherry, I already said that. So I hear you guys got some topics for this episode this week. Who wants to go first?
I can go first.
All right, Allie, go ahead.
Okay, so when I was thinking of a topic, I was like, I think the three of us live in like the three main like options here on campus. I know you live on South Campus, Sherry.
I do,
you
yes.
live on North Campus, and I live off campus. So I was thinking we could each think of like a pro and a con to where we live.
Okay. Well, do you want to go first, Sean? You want
me? I can go first.
All right, you know, let's talk about that. Where which dorm? Do you live in the dorms? Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I live in Tyson.
Nice. All right. Go ahead.
So, I have to think about the pro, but the con. con showers most of the time are cold.
Ooh.
But they've gotten better. I emailed them, so they got better, but a lot of the time they're cold.
Yeah, I could not deal with that.
Yeah. But the pro is they're very clean. A lot cleaner than you think.
Now, is it more of like, I guess it's kind of like with South Campus, like you'd have to share with somebody. Is it, now, tell me about your setup a little bit, because I haven't been in a dorm, so I don't know what the setup is like.
So it's like you have like your own room with like your roommate, and then like that whole hallway is like a bunch of other like, you know, people living next to you and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a whole strip of a hallway along with other strips, if that makes sense. So
yeah.
There's like three, it's think of it as kind of like, like a triangle.
Right.
Like these three, and then there's like it's here. It's really hard to explain. But and then we all share like a bathroom for like boys and girls and all that.
Right.
So and then there's like three or four showers and then like a few, you know, like a sinks and all that. So
There's three or four showers in there.
Yeah.
I was under the impression that you had like all these roommates and you all shared like one shower.
No.
Okay.
I think
that'd be awful.
That's how it is sort of in Allegheny. My sister lived in a 6-person suite and there was two bathrooms. So there was three people to each bathroom.
That's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that's really hard to manage at points. So in your room, like, is someone living in your room with you or do you get your own room?
No, I have a roommate.
Oh, okay. You have a roommate in the room.
Yeah.
Do you have any like conflicts and challenges with that? Or is there like a lot of pros with that?
I mean, they're awesome. So.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I love that for you. I guess for me living on South Campus, I specifically live in the Village, which is like, you know, the on-campus apartment.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of pros. It's kind of nice that it's like a little off campus because there's like less bustle of like, you know, the general public, right? If that makes sense. I have my own room, which is really nice. I get to decorate it. And it's only, I think it's only two people to a bathroom.
Yeah.
So there are two bathrooms and then there's two people to it. And then you just kind of like work out how you want to divide the chores and whatever with that. And you get your own kitchen. Which is like a very big plus for me, but I do love having the independence, like living away from home, but kind of practicing like having my own apartment someday type of thing. So I really love it for that. Cons, sometimes housing, like being placed in housing is tricky with USH a lot.
Yeah.
I got put in a dorm for like next year, so I'm going to see how that pans out. But yeah, it can be a little tricky there, but like the RAs are super nice and they always have like little events going on, which is really nice. So I think one of the cons I would say is because we're a little removed from the campus. Say if for you, for example, you, right? Like say if there's an event going on in the quad or something like that, you're more likely to see it as opposed to me who is like away from the campus. Like I have to actually like scroll through and see what's going on and intentionally go. And you have to take the shuttles, which the shuttles kind of suck.
I was gonna ask, because when I lived on South Campus, that was the worst part, was taking the shuttles, just because you had to like, you couldn't just get up, get ready for class and then go to class. You had to like check the shuttle schedule and make sure there was one at the time you needed to leave to get to class on time, and it was so annoying and I hated it.
Yes, because like exactly, I could attest to that, just because I'll take the shuttle and either it's really really crowded to the point where you have to stand up because there's no available seats, or like, you know, the schedule will say, oh, they're coming in 5 minutes, but it's like 20 minutes and it's not there. And you're like, oh, my God, my class is like, and then you have to run to class and it's like a whole to do. So definitely like that would be the biggest con for me.
I'm going to change my pro.
OK, change your pro.
Walking distance is a lot better.
Yeah.
So, now that now that you remind me about that.
Right, because I'm like, okay, you know, you could just go out. I think, like, the only thing about me for dorms is that, like, I do love that I get to prep my own meals because I get to, like, try and be healthier. Mm-hmm. I mean, Lawrence, I'm sure, has, like, healthy options, but I know for me, he's like, so-so. I feel like for me, I'd go into this, like, buffet thing and be like, pizza, 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 and get the freshman 40, and I don't want that. What about you, Miss Off-Campus Housing?
So I live, I call it an off-campus, on-campus apartment because it's right, it's like right behind Saxby's. So it's one of the pros is walking distance. Like Sean said, I just get up and walk to class every day. It's nice. Really easy. Another pro, I know I was only going to do one pro, but I do have another, is when I lived on South Campus, I was like a first year, so I couldn't have a car.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Wait, on South, when you were on South?
Yeah.
That doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah, so I relied on the bus. So one of the pros is we have parking, and it's actually like a parking lot. We don't have to do street parking. So we can have, me and my sister and I have our car here. So if we need to go like to the grocery store, we don't have to worry about, oh, do I have to catch the shuttle or how am I going to get there? So I love that. It's really nice. It gives you a lot more freedom having a car on campus.
Yeah, I know. I like that a lot. Here's the biggest con. The biggest con of all of like South Campus, the fire alarms. They are awful. It happens so frequently. I hate it. It went off 3 times in one day while I was there not too long ago.
Really?
I don't even know how that happened. It was the same apartment. So I think that's like the biggest one. I was hosting a party and like the fire alarm went off during the party too. And I'm like, I hate this. Oh, so that's like my big con of like the fire alarms. And the big pro is you get to practice independence and you have more space to yourself. Because I know with my roommates, I don't really even run into them all that often because they either have class, they're either working, or we're in our rooms. So it's kind of like, oh, you get to do your own thing. It's nice.
I had 2 run-ins with the South Campus fire alarm. The first time, it was probably about 2 a.m.
Oh, my God.
It sounded like the purge alarm. I like shot up in bed and I was like, oh my God, what is happening? What is going on right now? And I get up and I'm in my like plaid pajama pants and we're all outside like standing around. And the second time I was in the shower.
Oh no.
So I was like, okay, I know there's not a fire. Well, I didn't know there wasn't a fire. I was like, I can safely assume that there is not a fire. So do I just ignore it and not get out of the shower, or do I actually go outside? And I did end up getting out of the shower and going outside into the freezing cold with wet hair.
Oh, that sucks.
It was awful.
That's terrible. I think my roommate just kept doing her shower, and I'm like, I don't know how your ears are not bleeding, but like, Godspeed.
Yeah, it was like a big decision. I was like, okay, I have 2 options here. Both of them are not great. And I was like, I'm just gonna get out.
Oh no. Yeah, well, I'm glad we kind of discussed some of the pros and cons. For those of you listening, if you were curious about like either being in a dorm or South Campus or off campus. So I know for you, Sean, I'm getting your name right because I keep calling him Sam and everyone makes fun of me. Sean Wattman, you also have a topic for us as well.
I do. Yeah, so in town, there's a lot of things that you can do. I mean, like, I know, like, people here who go to the school, you know, sometimes it's hard to find things to, like, you know, take part in and all that.
Right.
So I was actually doing some research, and I found that there's, like, an escape room that you could do as, like, one. Yeah, so it's fun. There's a restaurant called I'm going to pronounce this wrong, but Mexi Cali Cantino. It's a restaurant, and you can eat on the roof, which I think is pretty cool.
Oh!
I've heard of that before, yeah.
That's nice.
There's also a place called Kilwin's. I think it's like new.
Yeah,
it is new. Isn't it a bakery?
Yeah, you like watch people make chocolate and all that. So it's kind of cool.
It sounds so good.
Yeah. there's a place called, I'm going to pronounce this wrong too, but the Canaire Performing Arts Center. So like the performances consist of like dance, comedy, movies, and music and more. And the movies are only like $5 a Monday
evening.
Oh,
that's nice.
Yeah. So it's pretty cool.
So used to them being like $20 or something.
There's a place called Painted Plate. It's like painting ceramics and all that, which is pretty cool.
That's cute.
And then, yeah, but most of the town is like mostly restaurants and shopping, but there's like a lot more than we actually realize.
So. Right, because I'm so used to either like the ice cream places or Barnaby's, because everyone knows that, and just some of the bars. But I haven't seen other stuff that maybe someone doesn't feel like drinking or whatever. There's like other things that they could do, which is cool. Now, is this in the downtown Westchester that you looked at?
It is. So some of it's like on Market Street. Some of it is like past Gay Street. It's all like in hidden places.
It's all in little pockets. Okay. Yeah.
But you have to like really look for it. So
that's so cool. Allie, have you been to any of those before?
No, I don't think so. I know we plan, my sister and I always talk about going to Kilwins, and we haven't gone yet just because it's cold. We like to walk up into town just because we don't like to deal with parking, and it hasn't been too warm like into the afternoon yet for us to walk up, but right. We do definitely plan on going there.
That's cool. Are there any like maybe hidden spots that you wanted to tell us about that maybe some people don't know about?
Honestly, not really. I just associate like the town with just going out to eat. I haven't really explored it that much, and I know I probably should, but
I feel like I don't know off the top of my head, but like I have definitely like gone into town. I think that's something I love about the town, right? You could just go in and sometimes events are just happening.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. I think the Flyers?
Yeah.
The Philadelphia Flyers. Okay, I don't sport that much. But yes, Gritty was there. Gritty just showed up with like a bunch of merch and stuff. And I was just walking into town with my headphones, and I just got a bunch of merch for my friend because he really loves the Flyers. So I'm like, wow, just going into town just at random points in the day. I'm not telling you that you have to do that, but there's always just things there, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Do I have any recs? Yeah, I don't think I have any recs at the moment. I think you covered like the really good ones. I think there's probably El Limone.
I think it's a coffee shop.
No, it's like a Mexican place. I'll put it in the show notes for you guys listening and all the stuff that Sean said previously. But it's not an ice cream place, but it's like a Mexican gelato place. Okay. And it's really cool. Like you don't walk in. It's kind of like a Rita's Ice kind of deal where it's like, hey, they just serve you the ice cream. And it was really good. I think it was like Italian gelato or something like that. Okay. So that's really cool. Definitely check that out when it's warmer and not snowing or like 2 degrees outside.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you guys so much. Do you have anything else you'd like to add or anything?
Well, it is getting really into the thick of the semester. We're like just barely halfway through. And I know that the halfway point, it just feels like the rest of the semester is just going to drag on. So I guess just good luck dealing with the rest of the semester. I know I'm feeling it right now.
Good luck. Take it day by day. Breathe. Take a walk. Something like that. I know for me, like, I'm having a lot of big projects because it's like, oh, it's the end of the semester. It's ending. So here's big projects. So I'm like, ooh. So I'm trying to make sure I, like, because I know for me, a lot of the times when I have big projects, I'm like, let me just do it in a night. And then I like kill my brain cells. But recommendation for you guys, you don't have to take it. But this is always a good one of like just chunking it into like little bits. So that way it's not super overwhelming and you could still get the rest of your schoolwork done.
Yeah.
You guys have any other tips for like the end of the semester or stuff like that?
Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck. You guys got it. See you guys next week. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at WCU Quad and Twitter at the Quad WCU. Tune in next week for another episode of Quad Talk 101.